was kind of fun sitting here slobbering on the Sennheiser. Next week, I'm looking forward to that live show we're going to be doing at the Bayou. And I got stuff to look for. I'll tell you guys that are hating life. I got a lot of friends that are lawmen. I'll tell you the guys hating life this morning. Guys in the box. You know what that is? That's what they call it when you're at the White House and you're in the Secret Service Uniform Division. And you got to sit there in those little, the boxes and check people going in and out. Oh, God, you want to talk about hating life. You want to talk about a long day. I mean, these are guys that are trained to hit the bricks and boo-da-da, pow, pow, pow. And what are they doing? Checking ID passes. Worse yet, checking the tourists. You know, in the old days, you used to be able to just walk right into the White House, get in that line. Now you got to go through a metal detector. And, God, you want to talk about brutality? Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Well, you went through the academy. You trained with all kinds of weaponry, hand-to-hand combat. And now they got you at the box in the White House, checking tourists through the metal detector. Well, you do it the first week, the second week, the third week, the fourth week, but by 3 months go by, you're hostile when you come on the job because it's so boring. That's why one day when a tourist goes through the metal detector and you hear, whoop, whoop, uh-huh, you say, all right, sir, would you step over here, please? What are you carrying that's metal? He says, well, actually, nothing. I have this problem at airports all the time. You see, I was injured and I have a metal plate in my head. You say, yeah, right. All right, come on, hotshot, empty your pockets. He said, but no, I empty your pockets now before I draw down on you. Well, the tourist fumblingly dumps out his keys and all his change, takes off his belt buckle. You say, all right, walk through there again. Sure enough, he walks through there again and whoop, whoop, whoop. You say, all right, come on over. He said, but officer, you checked me. I said, no, I didn't check you. I didn't check you yet. Drop your pants. What are you hiding? Meanwhile, everybody else in the line is going, my God. You say, look, you want to see the White House? You drop your... He says, well, I'm leaving then. But his kids go, but Daddy, we want to see the green room in the Oval Office. He says, oh, my God. So there in front of the line, he drops his pants. You say, all right, step out of your britches, please. And then you feel every inch of those pants because you've been trained. He might have something hidden somewhere in the lining. You say, all right, take off your shirt. So now the guy's standing there in his underwear. People in the line are starting to snicker. You say, all right, step out of your underwear, please. You want to see the White House? Step out of it. We got to check you here. The guy says, my God, I've never seen such treatment like this there. Now he's naked in the line. Say, all right, let me see. Turn around here. Let me just be sure. Well, then your supervisor comes running over and says, my God, what's going on here? You say, well, look, this guy kept setting off the metal detector. I wanted to make sure he wasn't carrying anything. He says, my God, man, let him get his clothing on and let the line get started. But you stand there smoking a Camel thinking, maybe, just maybe, I better check out his story. So you run to your squad car and you turn on your 40,000-volt electromagnet that you always keep in the trunk for when you go to the beach, you know, just to be sure that you're not missing anything in the sand. So you turn that thing on, and sure enough, that guy starts looking around, and he starts going, whoa. Clang!
Hi, Dad.
Get back.